This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, it's going to be a great night tonight. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough saying we got a big one. If you want to know what's going on in 2020, we've got it covered from a couple of different angles tonight. Brad Parscale, the guy that is calling all the shots for the president on Trump 2020, the campaign for 2020, will be with us. We will have an in-depth conversation with Brad. And then before we're done, Elizabeth Pipko will be back. We're gonna delve into this thing called the Exodus Movement. There's a lot going on, and I'm excited to be handling all of it tonight. We're just gonna delve into it in every which way possible. Of course, let me bring you up to speed on what's happened today. You may know that the impeachment managers for the House Democrat or the Senate, the House Democrats that are making the argument for the impeachment of the president wrapped up their arguments yesterday, and they were kind of gleefully like rubbing their hands together and kind of smacking their lips and thinking, we got this, because they were very thrilled that they were able to put the president's team up on a Saturday. But the president's team only went for 2 hours today, made an initial opening statement, and they're going to reserve the rest of their open for Monday, and they actually sent a very interesting message to the Senate. They were like, we hear you. You're going to be out of here soon, which was kind of interesting. But they defended the president's position. They defended him against the articles of impeachment, arguing that it's the Democrats that are trying to interfere in the elections and seeking to remove a president over something. And I thought this was very well worded by Mr. Cipollone, the lead defender for the president. Former White House counsel. White House counsel Pat Cipollone and the said Democrats have no case. They're trying to do damage to democracy, and they're trying to undermine the will of the voters. But he said they're trying to do something that's never been done before. In other words, it would be unprecedented for the president to be removed from office, given that that's never occurred, even with the presidents that had been impeached. And that at the end of the day, they're trying to do it on no evidence, which is really rather remarkable. And it's very true, by the way. Very, very true. So that's where we're at heading into this weekend. It's going to be interesting to see how all the Sunday shows respond to everything tomorrow, and then Monday, the full-throated defense of what's going on, and the president in particular will take center stage. It's going to get a little hairier than it did today. But I thought that the president's team did very well. They kind of stated their case. They let everybody go home. They didn't keep them all day long on a Saturday, and that was positive. Hey, speaking of positive, I just want to pat the president on the back and say, way to make history, Mr. President. Yesterday was the 47th March for Life in Washington, D.C., and never before has a sitting president, since Roe v. Wade, gone to the March for Life and addressed the attendees in person, which he did. And not only did he do that yesterday, he was the first president to ever address the March for Life. I thought other presidents had sent video greetings. Evidently, they had not until he did that last year. But this year, he was there in person. And they had close to 500,000 people turn out for this thing that they turn out anywhere from 250,000 people every year. And the media pretends like it doesn't happen. If you had 500,000 people show up for the cause of the Women's March or for the cause of Trans America or any number of other things that they very much insist upon getting recognition for, then you had a 500,000 people there. The networks would cover it nonstop. They would go live with feeds from the place. They have turned out 250 to 500,000 people at this event almost every year since 1973, and they haven't they've never acknowledged the number of crowd. That's literally tens of millions of people that have marched for the cause of life. And they're not ugly, and they're not mean, and they're not nasty. They get together, they have their little rally there on the steps, and then they march from the Supreme Court to Capitol Hill. When they get over to Capitol Hill, they kind of break up and they canvass their congressional representatives and their senators, and they ask them to support the cause of life. And what's amazing about this group is that it's mostly young people, and it's mostly female. We hear so much of the time how we're supposed to be, you know, very concerned about the women's vote and how they're going to have such a very powerful voice in the elections every year. Well, there's a lot of women that don't agree with the position of now Planned Parenthood and all the other abortion pushers in the country. In fact, Concerned Women for America is a Christian women's advocacy group. They're Christian-based, but they advocate for women across the country. They actually have a much larger, maybe two or three times the size membership that the National Organization for Women have. But again, because they're pro-life, because they're pro-family, because they actually advocate things that aren't in keeping with the feminist dogma that is the kind of litmus test for what people will put up with at the networks, they're shut out of the conversation. So even in the Women's March, when they applied to be part of the Women's March as the largest women's advocacy organization in the country, they were denied acceptance. In the Women's March, a group called Concerned Women for America was denied acceptance into the Women's March because they weren't the right kind of women. And that's sad. Not only did they have the march in Washington, D.C. yesterday, there were regional events, too. So if you added up the 500,000 or so in Washington, D.C., and then the hundreds of thousands that were elsewhere, it was a huge, huge event. And the president speaking at it, of course, made history. Hey, we've got an interesting show for you tonight. Let's go to the big board real quick. I've already mentioned that Mr. Pascal, Brad Pascal, who is the president's campaign manager, is going to be with us. We're going to go in depth on everything about his coming to the Trump team. You may have seen his piece on 60 Minutes a couple of years ago when they tried to do an aha gotcha moment about Russia collusion with his strategy of online social stuff. But he'll talk about all of it and address all of it. We're looking forward to that. And then in the second hour, Elizabeth Pipko. Now let me tell you a little bit about her. You may have heard of a supermodel named Emily Ratajkowski. This girl was slated in the modeling ranks to be the next kind of girl that was filling those footsteps. And she was well on her way to do it. Little thing happened in 2016. She decided to volunteer for the Trump campaign and in the process basically shot her own modeling career in the foot. She was actually, she won't be with me live. She was with me yesterday live at a live broadcast that we did at the Hunt and Fish Club in Manhattan. But I found the conversation so compelling that I wanted to bring it to you tonight. She is now the head of a thing called the Exodus Movement, which actually allows Jewish Americans to pay very close attention to what the politicians that they're voting for are actually doing on their behalf. You may not be aware of this if you're in other parts of the country, but here in New York, we have one of the greatest anti-Semitic crises in our nation's history. And in the process of that crisis occurring, there are a lot of things being kind of uncovered and realized by Jewish Americans that have not been in the past. And part of the Exodus Movement's mission is for just people to understand. If you are a Jewish American and you're getting on a weekly basis here in Brooklyn, we see on the news grainy surveillance footage of a street corner, and some African American thug comes out and just punches a Hasidic man. Doesn't rob him, doesn't take his stuff, just punches him till he falls to the ground and then takes off running. This type of violence is being expressed in more grotesque ways almost every single week. Well, why aren't the mayor and the governor of New York City and state saying, well, we can do things. We can allow these Jewish Americans to, for instance, do concealed carry. We can allow them to defend themselves. There's a number of things we can do. Well, why aren't they doing that? This is part of the conversation that Elizabeth Pipko is having. So she's going to share that with us. And the woman who was my special guest co-host yesterday was Carol Markowitz. You'll hear her as part of the conversation as well. And then at some point, I've got to tell you how Christmas came late to the Kevin McCullough studio. I got this today. I'm so excited. It says Sneaky Pete. You're just going to have to stick around the whole show, figure out what Sneaky Pete's all about. Something else that we're going to be talking about in the days and weeks to come. I got this week. Mike Lindell's brand new book, What Are the Odds, is finally out, from crack addict to CEO. And if you look at the way the cover of the book does its thing, this was Mike Lindell as the crack addict. He'd been 18 hours or so, several days without sleep. And then this is Mike Lindell today as he tells people about the transformation that took place in his life. By the way, you can get his book at MyPillow.com. But the stories that are in this are amazing, and they are worth your while, and I hope that you will check that out. We'll talk more about that and maybe have Mike on soon to cover that. We're coming to you live from New York. Kevin McCullough, Brad Preskill joins me next. Stay with us
today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or just online at balanceofnature.com, the discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get.
Hi,
Kevin McCullough, have I told you
right
what a great
States,
night's sleep you can get by sleeping on my pillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on my pillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because my pillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranty for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call My Pillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premium, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at mypillow.com.
Of all boys, of all boys, boys, of all boys, 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 of all boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thankful that you're able to be with us tonight.
That you would love to.
Studio with me is Brad Parscale, or is it Parscale, or is it Parscale? I mean, I've heard so many different, Brad, welcome to New York. Thanks for coming in.
It's cold outside, I tell you.
You were not too bad today. Yesterday was it's still pretty cold.
It's pretty cold.
Yeah. I was taking the kids to school this morning. They were saying it was cold, so it was
New York City, it's cold, but it's cold.
Yeah, that's right. No, we appreciate you being here, and you're really busy, so I appreciate you taking the time. In 2016, a lot of people knew the names of Kellyanne Conway and Manafort and some of the other guys that were involved. You were the guy that kind of hid in the shadows and kind of
funny for me. 2016.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you pulled off what a lot of people thought was not possible.
Yeah.
Your 2020 profile piece was, 60-minute profile piece was very informative. And I love Leslie Stahl. She was a great journalist. I thought she gave you a really good...
Yeah, at that time, though, you had all this myth around the data, collision, collusion, Russia, and Cambridge Analytica. Only in the last, honestly, it was funny, only in the last few months when Facebook finally started to have to admit the truth because they didn't want to change their policies as... The Russian narratives all finally fell apart and all that stuff, and finally people go, oh, well, you really did do it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, 3 years later.
Well, and I just want to say, just before you walked in the room, Chuck Schumer's back on TV again talking about how the president has committed a crime against democracy.
Yeah.
And you're set, you're ready to go all over again. Let's take this a little piece at a time. The key to 2016 had nothing to do with Russia or Ukraine or anything like that. It had to do with voters being communicated with. What did you communicate to those people that the other side didn't?
So, 16, you have a few things that occurred. I mean, first of all, let's just give credit where credit's due. The president took up 100% of voice. I mean, he had 100% name ID. He had a clear message of the country and what's going on with the establishment class, what people were feeling, and the unpopularity of Congress and government, how a lot of people were feeling that the government started worrying about people that work for this country more than people that are from this country.
Right.
That mentality and all these things, we could probably list a thousand more things that he would talk about that he felt was out of control. So the president did, it was 99.9%. But there's still a couple factors that even when you have 100% of voice on TV, don't account for. One of those things is getting people to show up to vote. Another one of those things is raising money. Another one of those things is contacting and starting to build a list of supporters so you can do this again, so you can get them to be volunteers. So you can get them. There was all these underlying things that need to be done from an operational standpoint. And kind of when I came to the campaign, when Jared, and you got to give credit also, a lot of credit to Jared Kushner, who sometimes... doesn't get a lot of credit from the conservative base because, possibly him and, they think him and Ivanka were not Republicans. But, I mean, I tell you, this guy wants nothing more than conservative policy every day I sit with him. But, they they were New Yorkers. You know, right. A lot of Republicans don't trust New Yorkers, nothing against them, but you get the point, right? Yeah. So New England, Kansas, you don't go Republican, New York, you know, just, that doesn't work together, right? So we started then to see in the data where pockets were. And so one of the things that were very important was the president couldn't be everywhere. It could be somewhere, right? And so we need to get into rallies. Rallies are important. We need to get advertising up. We have a very limited budget. We only spent $280 million on a presidential election, which is, I mean, financial deficit and then just the primary. I mean, let's put it this way. Your former mayor has raised $217 million and only has like 8%. So we've...
And that's all
best
poll.
That's his best poll. That the most... Well, think about that. He's already spent in the primary what we spent the entire election. And so... We had to be very, very precise of where we spent money to get people to turn on votes. So we really built an amazing data operation so we can see. I was actually going on TV shows 5 days before they were going through and 5 electoral votes. People thought I was crazy. And then my 6 minutes after, I got laughed. I mean, CBS, they thought there was something mentally wrong with me. They just started laughing at the table. And I think what we needed to do was we had to counter their beast submission. They spent, $1 billion almost. And they were going to turn up. But we started seeing things that pockets where they were missing.
Mm-hmm.
They were so confident they had so much money. They were just buying national advertising. They didn't see what we saw in Michigan, what we saw in Wisconsin. So we were pulling out in Ohio to move that budget. What we could clearly see was happening in Fairfax County and like places in Virginia that we knew, we started seeing a map that for their side, but fortunately for us and fortunately for the president, they didn't see. And that's because what we did is we slowed ourselves down a little bit and looked at the data and said, what is our opportunity and where can we spend this money best? Because what we knew we needed to do for the president, and Jared and I sat there talking about this, was we knew we had to get that 0.1%. We had to get those other couple million voters to show up for the Electoral College, and that's what we did, and it ended up being kind of the with a 1-2 punch the president needed. And then the other part was really building and rebuilding the Republican Party, and we started that the day after he won, to become the nominee.
Yeah.
And that was important because nobody trusted the Republican Party, not even us.
Well, and there was reason for that. So speaking of Brad Parscale, I'm going to get it right.
Yeah. Par like golf, scale like wares.
That's it. And he's easy to follow on Twitter. It's just at Parscale. And you should be following him because you should be listening to what he has to say.
Lots of great data on my Twitter.
I heard yesterday you were with Bill Hemmer's first debut show, which he did
his first
job.
Studio guest.
You were. And there were some things that the guy from Bloomberg who came on after you said that I found interesting, and I want to tie this into what you just said about recognizing momentum in those key areas. So go back to the convention in Cleveland.
Okay.
We were staying 25 miles outside the city, and I had to trick an Uber into the city every day to cover the what was going on. And I would quiz my Uber drivers, hey, what's that empty place over there? Oh, that was a refrigerator factory. What's that place over there? That was a car plant. And I would ask them, well, what's the feeling around here about who they're talking about for president and why? And Trump had all of those people. A lot of these people were people that had worked in those factories. The idea was that he was connecting, as a billionaire from Manhattan, he was connecting with working class people in a way that no Republican has
viscerally
in recent history. But what I want to know is,
feeling.
Is this go around, we know that he's 95% solid with the Republican Party. What's his standing with those Rust Belt working class families that went and voted for him in 16?
So in 16, we're actually a higher number with the Republican Party than we were in 16. There was, I would call it a Bush Republican, maybe not the Romney Republicans. There's still some crazy ones of those out there that just can't give up the fact that Romney was a horrible candidate and not really a Republican. I don't know what
Romney
he is.
Continually turns code on the president, too.
So I don't know what's wrong.
All right, hold that thought, Brad, when we come back more with Brad Parscale. He is the president's campaign manager, and this exclusive sit-down, we're very honored to be able to bring it to you here on Radio Night Live tonight. And if you've got any thoughts, my email address is
is kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. A little bit later on, before we're done tonight, I also want to tell you my new passion project for what we're hoping to do, at least across the country. A brand new thing I want to start to emphasize. We'll get to that, plus Elizabeth Pipko, much more with Brad Parscale. It's Radio Night Live. It's Saturday night. We're so glad you're with us right here, coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients.
To defend the president after 3 days of the Democrats' opening arguments, President Trump's attorney gave a two-hour preview of what is expected to be a vigorous defense. White House counsel Pat Cipollone said, "We don't believe they've come anywhere close to meeting the burden for proof on what they're asking you to do." Attorneys continue to use the defense that the Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 elections. The defense will continue their argument on Monday. The question of whether witnesses will be called has not yet been answered. A 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit southern Puerto Rico, raising concerns about an unstable infrastructure in a region that is hit by quakes every day for nearly a month. The newest quake comes a day after hundreds of people were evacuated from the earthquake shelters that flooded after heavy rains hit the U.S. territory. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your...
I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in, but did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Well, I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
All right.
right. Very glad to have you with us live from New York. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Look forward to getting with you every week. Brad Parscale, just before the break, we were talking about the holding the base and said that 95% of Republicans are with you. You actually told me during the break that's a little bit higher. But you had a little bit more you wanted to add to that whole discussion.
I would call it the Bush Republican, maybe not the Romney Republicans. There's still some crazy ones of those out there that just can't give up the fact that Romney was a horrible candidate and not really a Republican. I don't know what's wrong with that guy. Right. But and some of his followers are still like, we still believe in running around. So I don't know what that's about. But for the most part, there was a big chunk, 7-8% of people who just were unsure about the president. And I think now 3 years and seeing what he's gotten accomplished with, which we could sit here and probably do a whole show just accomplishments one after another.
Right. 90-something and counting campaign promises.
But if you can just look at the subs of those, it's hundreds and hundreds of things. And I think those people really follow that are like, I'm in with him.
Right.
So I think the there are the people, and there is this. It's hard to explain. There is a percentage of people that think that the president is losing suburban women, and this is the one place they go.
Do they believe that, or is that just the mainstream press saying it over and over again?
What I believe is, in 2014, suburban women turned against the Republican Party. If you actually look, this happened way before Trump, and this was a party problem. Suburban educated women have been empowering and pushing the Democrat Party now for almost a decade, and it's part of it. But I think when you actually take those suburban women, their approvals have always been low of Republicans. But on voting ballot day, when they have to vote for policies, they change. So what's funny is the president's approval numbers were lower in 2016 than they are today. With the whole American population, they were lower.
Wow.
They were lower with black Americans than they are now. It was lower. So all of these numbers, approval doesn't equal ballots.
Correct.
And so, my wife doesn't approve of me, right? But she's still going to vote for me. Right?
That binary other option is always the other unknown in the equation. It's what am I voting against?
Voting and approving. And approval questions can be also very skewed.
Right.
Pollsters can put a lot of bias in the questions. So, do you approve of everything the president does?
No.
Okay, you disapprove of him. Yeah, I mean, I have my days. I'm like, yeah. Do you really, sir? You know, can we do this instead? You know, but like, you know, he actually, if you look at all the Democrats, their disapprovals are actually just as high or higher. Their approvals are all underwater. There's no politician in America that's higher than the president. We just tested every Republican, and the president's the highest in the country.
Yeah,
we tested against Democrats. He's right there at the highest.
How do you weight your internal polling? Do you make it give you the pessimistic outlook?
I don't. So it depends on what we're doing. I don't look at traditional polling for how the voting's going to occur. We use a mixture between kind of three data science mechanisms between what's called these voter scores from the RNC, using artificial intelligence and kind of first party data to understanding movement and turnout propensity, and then traditional polling with that to see what kind of is happening. I think that the country's too big to. What's funny, I'll give you this is a little anecdotal, but like, I'll go to a rally, and I've probably done this, I'm in the 400 rally, I don't know how many rallies I've been to, it's ridiculous. And I go in, I still have yet asked one person at a rally that says, I've been polled before.
Oh, wow.
Think about
and you've that. And you've been around hundreds of thousands of people.
I probably asked that question to 2,000 people.
Yeah,
not one's ever said, I've been polled before. Now think about that. So I know the polling is a sample. I know it's there. It does show momentum. It does show things. But if polling would have been right, Trump would have got beat at the electoral college. So the other thing is, you could just take California. You take California and New York and you just chunk those off. The president's destroying everybody.
Yeah,
in every count. I mean. Those two states, there's three counties.
I noticed
three counties are the majority of the polling difference.
Wow.
It's three counties.
In America.
So Los Angeles.
Well, pretty much Los Angeles, New York, and
Chicago.
Well, San Francisco, Chicago. It's four. Okay. It's actually the San Francisco one. You know, it's not as big. Okay. But those four, you can do those four counties. I mean, it's just...
Wow. We'll get back to that. The polling data is very conclusive and very interesting. Brad Parscale is the Trump manager for 2020. He only ran the social media in 2016, but did such a good job, such an effective job, that the president thought it was worth it to put him to the top of the operation, and he has done a good job so far. Those big rallies, subject of my... inquisitiveness. I want to find out a little bit more about what makes those things tick and more of what they have planned as we come down the stretch. Brad Parscale, sit down one-on-one with Calvin McCullough. Very unusual and very privileged that they called and asked if we could have this conversation, and glad to do it. And by the way, we'd be glad to do it with many of the Democratic leading campaigns as well. We welcome all types to the microphone. Be glad to talk to any of them about their plans. Kevin McCullough coming back. It's Radio Night Live.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my
population, and the president's not.
See, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire, and if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi,
Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow?
It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow, Pillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. All right, back live in New York. Kevin McCullough, live shot there of Fifth Avenue, and grateful to have you with us. We are visiting one-on-one with Brad Parscale with all that is Trump 2020.
You mentioned African-Americans. You mentioned Latino-Americans. I've seen numbers. And keeping in mind that with Bush previously, the record was 11% vote on his reelect in African American population.
Sad that that's a record.
And he crushed. I mean, it was not a contest.
Karl Rove did a great job.
I see. And tell me if I'm wrong, numbers coming in for the president at 34%
yeah, I think
among
that's
African-American
that's a male, Rosie. Well, with the males. With males over the age of 35, I think that was, or over 40. Yeah, I do
how's
think
that's... doing general population?
I think general population. I think the black population
18,
is doing
18.
Great. Well, you know, I don't want to give a number right now, but I will tell you I think it's in the teens.
Okay.
We have not gone back on the field yet in a couple of months to see what that number is. My guess is it's going to be good. I think with the Latino population, he's doing great.
Yeah.
I hear that anecdotally.
Yeah, if you look at it overperforming, he's overperforming with every ethnic group for a Republican. If you want to have one place where people could maybe make the argument that he'd underperform, it would be suburban white women.
Right.
But I don't think that shocks anybody. You know, that's the party. That's the thing. But I think the president's going to be on the right side of that by the end. He was with Clinton, even though he was significantly underperforming approval. Because when you take a white suburban woman, you say, do you want to lose your private health insurance? Do you want to get free health care to illegal immigrants? Do you want all these things? And you start doing contrast ballot after Trump wins 90 to 10.
Yeah.
And think about that. Because the policies over there are insane.
Well, and that's what you're going to end up running against. You're going to end up running against
right now.
It looks like Bernie's surging in key places. I mean, he could come out with a big win early on.
10 years ago, you would tell me Bernie Sanders is going to be the presidential candidate.
Well, what happens if he takes Iowa or New Hampshire, ties in Nevada, and then goes big on California on Super Tuesday? I mean,
they're in trouble if he does that. I mean, if I was a betting man right now, I would say they go in with split delegates, though. I mean,
how does Bloomberg do in all of this?
As I've been saying, I don't know if you heard me say it, Mayor Bloomberg needs to get ahead of Mayor Peter Pocahontas first before I start worrying about him.
My wife watching some TV show this weekend, and one of his ads comes on, and she goes, "Is he running for mayor again?" Literally, she knows he's not, but because the ad felt like it was targeted to New Yorkers about New Yorkers.
The Bloomberg campaign manager was very nice to me on TV last night, so he, you know, I'll try not to be too...
He was?
Yeah, he was very nice to me on Bill Henry.
He said you were only running a six-day race.
The way I took that was I'm only having to race in six races or six states because of the Democrats.
I didn't tell him you're coming to New Jersey in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 120,000, you know, signups there. But I will tell you, I think those ads are... It's odd that he's not speaking in them. They're very still. I don't know exactly what their approach is. Maybe it's just a name ID play at first. I've never had to run a campaign with, you know, a low name ID. Like, my boss always has a 100%. Once in a while, we get a...
And how does Bloomberg...
Like, who's the one person that doesn't know who Trump is? You know, across... In New York, you would never believe that, but if you go out to the Midwest, you're like in Oklahoma, and you walk around, you know who Mike Bloomberg is, they're like, is Bloomberg, is that a TV channel?
Yeah.
You know, they don't know who he is.
True.
Trump was...
Trump. Yeah.
I mean,
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, I mean, Home Alone movies, wrestling.
A lot of people don't know this, but I want you to speak to it. a lot of people think that the president is all instinct and no calculation. People that I talk to that are on the inside say this guy is more prepared than anybody they've ever seen when he goes into, when he steps into a challenge.
Yes. Look, I can't speak to, you know, stuff that happened in the Middle East because, you know, I'm not in the Situation Room, but I can talk about the things that I'm with him. He always wants more information.
Right.
And he'll literally do it right in front of me. He'll call six people and say, tell me what your day is. I want to see if Brad's right or wrong. Like, tell me. And then at the end, he calculates all that decision side. I'm like, I call it the triangle offense he runs. Right. I'm a basketball guy. Right. He triangulates everything, and then he gets to the answer in the middle. Right. A square. A plus B square.
But that's
C square.
A sign of great leadership, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, in
the
that part,
to input all.
Yeah,
the
I think
info.
His leadership comes from a little bit different, but I think his decision making process is a very is much more thought out than most people think. Look, I think there are moments, especially with branding and marketing, it's gut. Because he has a great gut for branding. Like, that doesn't need to be his. He's been doing it for 40 years.
The nicknames are all his, and he's developed them over
it's
time.
It's amazing nicknames. And you should see him practice for his speeches.
And once you get one, you're dead.
Like, I'll sit in the Oval with him, and he's like practicing the speech. He's talking about it. He's like, now I'm going to. He's like practicing the cadence, and Stephen Miller's in there writing it down. He's like, this is how, you know, when we're talking about like healthcare, the next speech. He's like, and he practices the cadence, and it's like he's getting it down. He's like, okay, this is how people are going to hear it. Wait, no, that's too. When you break it down to the kitchen table talk here, let's do this. And he's thinking about where are we going, what that crowd, and who he's speaking to. And if you would ask a Democrat, they'd be like, oh, he just runs out there and says whatever.
Right.
I'm like, really? So a guy that's a billionaire becomes president of the United States, one of the most successful humans on earth, just runs around and wings it.
While spending less money doing it.
Yeah. By the way, think about that. Of all the money he spent, he won the entire presidency. And literally, Bloomberg just took that out back and burned it.
Yeah.
And did nothing.
Speaking of which, the press tried to say that your earnings for this last year weren't what they were. The campaign, your intake.
Yeah.
What was the real story there?
460. Okay, so here's another thing. This is the annoying thing about the press. So the press love to compare apples to oranges, not apples to apples.
Right.
So because we are in a reelect and not in a primary, we run through joint fundraising committees. So we have these things called, we have the Republican National Committee, and then you have the Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, which is how the law works. Then you have these things called JFAs, JFCs. They're joint funding agreements. We have the Make America Great Again Committee, and we have Trump Victory.
Right.
Those are joint committees. So there's four committees. You take all four of those committees the president's doing fundraisers for, we raise $463 million.
Wow.
The reason is it doesn't make sense for us to all put all the money in one bucket. Because the way the laws are set up and the lawyers structure things,
we spend it in different places.
Yeah. So, for example, the Republican National Committee pays for our entire ground game. When you are the incumbent. Now, they will too. They could do it that way once they get the incumbent. Once they have a presumptive nominee, the DNC will start to raise money with that candidate to pay for their ground game if they choose to do it.
Right.
Obama chose not to do that, just ran everything through Obama for America. Now, that's just different people, you know, different structure of people. But Republicans, for the most part, do this because the party's so consolidated and all the data is there and all the fundraising mechanisms, and it just makes more sense economically. So you have to look at it collectively. We raised 463. I think they raised right at the same
amount. Wow. 463 was the actual number. Brad Parscale, hold that thought. A few minutes left with you when we come back. It's Radio Night Live.
Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance in HR, I look what it's doing for me as I start taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC. Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving. And usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest. And I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Beautiful shot of Manhattan, Midtown, tonight. Very cold night here in New York, but we're glad you're with us. Radio Night Live from the world's greatest city every single weekend. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, my name. Brad Parscale has been my guest this hour. Coming up next hour, Elizabeth Pipko will be with us by way of replay. She was with me yesterday at a very special event here locally, and I want you to hear what she had to say about the Exodus movement and so forth. All right, as I said, Brad Parscale, our guest, and Brad, final question.
One of the ways that you kept 16's cost down so low is that you didn't do a lot of other campaigning or advertising. You did big rallies, and these rallies are like rock star events. I've noticed that most of the rallies you've held for 2020 are all on offensive territory. You're in blue states. You're in blue areas. How are you being received, and how does the energy compare to what you saw in 16?
Well, two things. One is, yes, they're offensive right now because I don't have a competitor yet. For the most part, if the candidate's Bernie or if the candidate's Biden, landscape, the warfare changes a little bit.
Right.
I don't mean warfare, but you get my point. You know,
right,
the competition changes, right? Meaning that, you know, the Rust Belt states versus the Southwest, these kinds of things. So, right now, being on the offense is very strong. And the other thing about these big rallies is we're there 4 or 5 days. We get tons of data. Lots of understanding of who and what. And by the way, I thought we were going to be a lot rougher time when we were in Minneapolis, you know, going into Minnesota, going to Mexico. Those rallies have been amazing. Like, Albuquerque was just, it was unbelievable. And by the way, the rush when you go to a place that maybe might be on the offense of the crowd. I love Ohio.
Right, right, right.
They're used to everyone always being there.
Right, everyone's
for
asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you go to New Mexico, you go to New Jersey, you go to these places. Unbelievable. Now, look, I don't think New Jersey's in play. If we win New Jersey, I'm already on a beach somewhere, you know, drinking a pina colada. Right? You know this. But could New Mexico, could Minnesota, could, look,
Maine?
Here's 4 states.
You get the full
New Hampshire? New Hampshire? Win in Maine. You'll never get Maine 1, though. Remember, they'll split back in reverse. You would never get the whole state.
Okay.
You could win it, but you never win the Portland one. All right, you know, you win Bangor, you win North, they would still get 1 electoral though.
Okay,
you're not going to win that Southern. Like, I mean, if we win that, then that's again like New Jersey, right? We're like it's you know we're starting to win you know all kinds of places.
But you only lost Minnesota by a small amount last time.
Yeah, and we only put $35,000 into the budget there.
That's not a lot.
This time we have tens of millions going into there. But I think New Hampshire, Minnesota, Nevada,
New Mexico, those states are there. I think Colorado's, we'll see what the news pulling it, but the migration from Colorado, from California to Colorado is just, but you know, weed's not on the ballot this time, so I don't know what that's going to do. Last time it was on there, and it should, everybody under 30 voted for it.
Right.
You know, and that wasn't really a great number statistic for us in Colorado.
Yeah. Brad Parscale, thank you so much for taking time to be out with us. Good luck. We'll see you in Wildwood, New Jersey.
I will not be there. I'm beyond doing some
well, we'll see all of your friends.
You'll see all the friends there. You'll see the president there, which what matters.
That's right. Keep America great.
Keep America great. Thank you.
And when we continue, it's second hour's on the way. Elizabeth Pipko's coming up. It's Ladies Lounge. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.